We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, "It is finished." To what was he referring? Those words are found in John 19 and verse 30, where the Bible says, "So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Some people have thought that since he said this immediately before he gave up the ghost, before he died, that he had reference to his physical life. That is, that he was simply saying, "My life is over, it is finished, I am dying." And certainly, while it is true that the Lord was dying at that point physically, I think there's a spiritual application here that perhaps they're missing. In John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Now in this passage, the day that Jesus is referring to speaks to the time of life when a man can work. The night in this passage refers to the time when a man cannot work any longer. And so what the Lord is saying is, "I have work to do, and I have a limited amount of time to do that work before my death. I must do the work that the Father has sent me to do." In John 19 and 30, just before he died, he said, "It is finished." What is finished? Well, the work that the Father had sent him to do. A great scholar and brother in Christ, Guyon Woods, wrote, "It is finished sums up all that he came to do. The redemption of mankind was now being achieved, and the course which had been laid out for him from the beginning had been completed. His life and work, his suffering and death, the shame and agony of the cross are all viewed as being behind him, and in triumph he shouts, 'It is finished.'" Until next time, I'm Don Blackwell.